There's a story, wegen der Ksav Sofer, there was about 150 years ago, there was a big asifa of all the Rabbonim in Hungary, in that entire area, over 150 Rabbonim in Pest. There's Buddha and there's Pest, but that's a different story. Akoponim, by the Ksav Sofer in Shtub, there was a very big Suda and a Maimed. And in middle of the Suda, the Ksav Sofer took out a Matbeya, which he said he has a Mesoyer from his father, the Chasam Sofer, that it's a Machtes HaShekel. It's an original Machtes HaShekel. Everyone was very nispal, and it started getting passed around to all the different Rabbonim by the table. And at a certain point, it was Nelam. No one knew where it was. So at first, a little bit, they started looking, they started saying, check in the kitchen, check here, check there. After about a half hour, it's already, it's Ernst the Matzah, the Oilam is a little bit in pressure already. So one of the Rabbanim got up and said, we have no Bray Raid. Obviously, accidentally slipped into someone's pocket. So can please all the Rabbanim rise and empty your pocket so we can find the Matzah Shekel. And one of the G'dayli Rabbanim that was there was Rabbi Yehuda Asad. And he was Shumayf and he said, no, it's Nishma Chubit, that's not a Tzura, how you do it. And after 20 minutes again, they started saying, and he kept on saying, "B'shem Oifin, it's not a tzuri. He's not willing that this should be the tzuri." Anyways, eventually someone gave a gishrei, and in the kitchen, one of the mesharsim found it, and they brought back the Machzor Shekel. And then the Maria Sad took out from his pocket a Machzor Shekel that was exactly as the Ksav Sofer's, and he said he had his in his pocket the whole time. He was planning to show it by the Vad of the Rabbanim, but since he saw the Ksav Sofer was nene from the fact that he had brought one, he decided not to say anything, but it would have been quite an uncomfortable situation if they would have asked everyone to take out from the pockets. Akoponim, yeah. So we have a sugya of Machtes HaShekel. All this forum talk about how the Indian is, they're supposed to give dafka a Machtes of a Shekel. Person's not supposed to be shalim. Now the Indian of the shalim is avada, it's for the karbonis. Now in the psukim over here, Be'etzim, there was one Machtes HaShekel that was for the Adonim. Because the MS is, if you make the cheshbon, there was exactly, based on the Machtes HaShekel, there were 603,550 Yidden that all donated a Machtes HaShekel from 20 and up. And Kemat, all of that went, actually 600,000 of it, which is 300,000 Shekel, went for the Adonim. And if you make the cheshbon of how much the Adonim were, that's what the Pasuk says in the end of Pekudei. It was exactly for the Adonim. The only other time silver was used in the Mishkan, not in any of the Begadim, and not in any other part of the binyan of the Mishkan, Nechayshes and Zav was used. Kesef, the only other Kesef, was outside by the Chatzer, the Amudim of the Chatzer, and actually it's Vesalef Ushva Meyois Vachamishim, because it's exactly half of the 3,500. Those were extra, beyond the 600,000. There are Makairis and Midrashim that those are for like Erev Rav, meaning the Shishim Riboy exactly were in the Adonim of the Kroshim, and the few thousands that was left, and that's the Pasuk in Pekudei, it goes with the Vesael, Fushma Meyois, Vachamisho Vishivim, Asu Vavim La'amudim, because that's from the 3,550, that's the extra. But that was one Truma. Another Truma was called Sherry Ben Aliba, but then there was another one. It's going on the Machtes HaShekel that was kavua, that every year they were menadev for everyone to be shayich to the carbon tamid, and they wanted everyone b'shove to be shayich to the carbon tamid. So therefore, everyone is donating a Machtes HaShekel ha'oshel ha'yarde v'adal ha'yamit, because this is supposed to be b'shove that Klal Yisrael tzazamen comes again to be shayich to the carbon tamid. The emes is from Moir the Gazak is a goyim in the end of the first parak of Shir HaShirim. On the concept of Mishkan Bechlal, the Asuli Mikdash Meshachanti Besoicham, the Pshat is, he says, it's opposite of what people think. The Shechina is Shoira, right? He brings a Medrash which a lot of people call, no one knows where it is, Veshachanti Besoicham Besoich, Kol Echad Mi Yisrael. He says, Fakir, the Shechina is Shoira in the Neshama, every person has a Neshama, which is a Chelik Alekami Mal, which is Hashra's Shechina in the world, is in the person, in his Neshama. Now, how are we Mechaber all of the Neshamas? By everyone giving a Machtes HaShekel and everyone being shaykh to a mokim, a binyan, where we're putting it together, and that's memeila mechaber all of the hashras hashchinas of all the levavos, yedvenu liboy, and everyone donates for the same cause, everyone donates the same amount for the same cause, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu matches it, is matching Machtes, and then The Osuli Mikdash, that's how you're able to make a Mikdash. The Musik of Mikdash is after you made a Chibur of the Shechina that already is Besoicha Anoshim. Not that the Mikdash causes the Shechina to go into the Anoshim. The Shechina is already in the Anoshim. The Mikdash is the expression of where everyone comes together. So there was a concept of Shkolim which they wanted everyone, especially for the Korban Tumah, to be part of. So Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmim Al Shkolim, says the Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim. And then B'chamisha Sabayi, there was already Shulchan Yisrael Medina, then eventually in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you go to the Mishnah in the beginning of Shkolim, it looks like there's a machlokes. First of all, it says Ketanim, a punter from Machzas HaShekel. It's only a Godol. Nechelku HaRishonim, the Rambam, Mefurish, Sayin Hilchas Shkolim, and Sayin Perish HaMishnayis, and Masech HaShkolim, and Sayin Ramban in this week's Parsha, and Tosfos Yomtov over there in the Mishnayis, all say that Godol means 13 years old. After your Bar Mitzvah, that's when you start being Mechuyiv and Machzas HaShekel. But the Ramban, that's the Rambam, and the Tosfos Yomtov, but the Bar Tanura in Shkolim, and Rashi in Menachas Daf Membov, and the Sefer Achinach, and the Rekeach, and Yalkut Shemoni, and the Goyim in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Shkolim, say that you have to be 20 years old. There was no Machzas HaShekel until you were 20 years old. The emphasis is the Machloikis Rishonim about whether Machzas HaShekel is from 13 or 20. He's telling a Girsa in the Yerushalmi Pashit in Shkolim, where it says either two Girsas, either it's still 13 or 20. But I think in Pshat, and the Sharon Melech is married about it, but I think in Pshat, the Pasuk says Mefurish, Mi Ben Esrim Shana Vamala. But it also says Zayitnu in the previous Pasuk, where it doesn't say 20. The Machloikis Rishonim really is the Machzas HaShekel of the Adonim from age 20, but the Machzas HaShekel of Karbanis Tamid of every year is not. Or Faker, the Shear of 20 is going as well on the Chiv of the Tamid. That's the Sherish of that Machlekes. The Mishnah also says that Noshim are Pater from Machzas HaShekel. Why are Noshim Pater? So actually, some Rishonim say because it's a Zman Groma. Although the Bar Tanura brings the Shem Yerushalmi that it's a Drosha, the Nosnu Ish, Kaifer Nafshoi, Ish, Valai Isha. The Kiryat Sefer actually says also, because it says Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael V'lei Bnei Yisrael. So either Noshim Apotah from Machzas HaShekel because it's a Zman Groma, either because the Korban Tumah is a Zman Groma, or because the Zman of the Isef of the Shkolim is a Zman Groma, and others say it's Exeris HaKosit Ish V'lei Yisho, but either way, Noshim Apotah. Tumtum and Androgynous, Al-Bachar Chai, Misofik. What about an Evet Kenayni? Is an Evet Kenayni Chayiv in Machzas HaShekel? B'derech klal Evet Kenayni is lo lo me'isha, but usually that rule of lo lo me'isha is when the isha is potter because it's man groma, so Evet is also potter as man groma. But if the Evet, if the isha is potter because it says ish v'lo isha, it's not so potter in the achroinim if that would also be considered a p'tor for Evet. Rabbi Kiv Eger in Shuva brings that since Noshim are potter from Machzas HaShekel, he brings from the Tshuvas Besomim Roish, therefore Noshim Apotter from Tfilas Musif. Even though Shachar's Mincha Ma'ariv is also Keneged Karbanos. Even though Shachar's Mincha Ma'ariv are also Keneged Karbanos, but it's also only Keneged the Karbanos, but Tfilas Musif, which is mamish, you're saying the inyan of the karbanis, noshim that are potter from carbon tamid, memeila they potter from Machzas HaShekel, they don't have a chiv of tefilas musif. The tzlach also brings such a tzad and brachas, the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's a machlekes achroinim, and it's a very interesting kasha, the Stifler asks and others. The Mishnah brings in shkolim a machlekes tanoim, if kaihanim and levim al chayiv in Machzas HaShekel. If you were to tell me Noshim Apotah from Machzas HaShekel, Memela the Apotah from Musif, how you talking that Kehanim and Levim are also Apotah from Musif? And those that want to suggest, Etcher, yeah, what are you going to do with the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who was a Levi, was davening Musif for the Omid? What are you going to do with that? And also, how you talking that anyone up to the age of 20, according to those Rishonim, that Machzas HaShekel is only from age 20, how you talking also that only from age 20 are you allowed to daven Musaf for the Omer to be Moitzi? That's a big tumult in the Achroinim. Now, Lagabi Kehanim and Levim, like we mentioned, it actually, the Mishnah says it's a Machloikis. One Shita says, Ben Bukhri, his name is, the Tana is born in the Mishnah, Ben Bukhri says, Kehanim Apotter. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai argues, he says, Kehanim Achayiv. He says, Kehanim think that they're Potter. And he says a cute reason, he says, because we know that a Mincha, a korban mincha, you bring the kmitza on the mizbeach, but the shirayim is nechal to the kohanim. But that's only by a mincha of a zor. When a kohen brings a mincha, it's cool like kol. It's always everything brought on the mizbeach. That's the klal. Minchas kohen is cool like kol. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that says the kohanim to themselves, we have lechem aponim and shtei alechem and oimer, which are karbonis tzibur. And if kohanim are also part of that, so how do we eat it? It has to be kol. Must be the kohanim are not part of it. He says that's what they say, but the emesis kohanim are chayiv. The truth is, the Yerushalmi brings that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and ben Bukhri, on one hand, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, it says, Zeh yitnu zeh gematria 12, that includes Shevet Levi, I guess you don't say Menashe and Ephraim. On the other hand, ben Bukhri says, it says, Kol ha'oiver ala pakudim. Kol ha'oiver ala pakudim is not only those that we count. In the census, census. And the Levium are not in the census. But on the other hand, Ben Bukhri argues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, kol ha'oiver ala pakudim is called the Ovar Biyamo. It means anyone that went through Kriyas Yamsuf, meaning anyone that's part of Klal Yisrael, technically, is part of Machzis HaShekel. In the Sfarim, it says that a person really is supposed to be mechuber to a tzaddik. And that's why, if you look at the word Machzis HaShekel, the tzaddik is in the middle. If you're close to the tzaddik, that's chai. Further away from the tzaddik is mace. A person has to be close to a tzaddik.
Yeah.
Okay. Egg state. We're going to move on a little bit. The Ramban writes over here, Ha'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit. We explained before, the concept of it is that we want everyone to be equal. But the Ramban says it's a pellet, that if you give more, if an usher gives more, or a dal gives less, then it's mamash a lav deraisa. The Ramban is matmiya. Why? The Moini HaMitzvahs didn't count into the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Ramban also has a sefer on Minyan HaMitzvahs. Hasog is on the Ramban, and he also doesn't add it. I mean, the Ramban has Minyan. The Ramban counts out a few and instead inserts others. The Megillas Esther, which is a pirish on the pirish on the sefer Mitzvah Ramban, reinstates the Ramban Shita, Kiyadua. But the Ramban also doesn't count Dal Yamit. But it would be an interesting thing, you know, the Ramban says, in Hilchos Shkolim, others argue, but the Ramban says, Mefurish, it's a mitzvah sesim in HaTorah, Matzah Shekel, Kolosh Mishrol, B'chol Shana V'shona, Afilu Oni Yam Sparnis Min HaTzdoka, V'chayiv Lishol Al HaPsochim, V'limkar Ksusoy. Why does a person have to be Moichar Ksusoy and Shoyal Al HaPsochim for a mitzvah essay? A mitzvah essay, a person only has to spend up to a fifth of his nechosim. Why does the Ramban say that by Matzah Shekel you have to spend all of your money and even sell your ksus? There's a lot of rate about that, but you could say maybe because it's a lav. Because there's a lav, and for a lav you have to spend all your money.
He doesn't have money.
So he has to sell his ksus.
He doesn't have money
to lav. Oh, why is that money? Yeah, because in the minyan mitzvahs, sometimes there are things that could be lav deraisa and they're not in the minyan. I'm just saying it's a ha'orah that the Ramban writes, why not? And he himself doesn't count. You have the hemshech of the parsha of the rachatzu arnu bana bimenu, the din of the kiyar. Interesting, we spoke already last week that in Truma talks about most of the Klei HaMishkan. Separated is the Mizbeach HaZov at the end of Tetzaveh, and now we have the Kiyor, which is maybe only for Hechsher Mitzvah Pashtas. It does have a din of a Klei Sharis, it's a whole sugya. But it says, V'rochatzu Aaron Ubanav Mimenu. The truth is, it's a very similar pasuk. Over here in Kisis it says, V'rochatzu Aaron Ubanav Mimenu, as the day Mr. Glein. In Parshas Pekudei, it says, V'rochatzu Mimenu Moshe Aaron Ubanav, as the day Mr. Glein. Very interesting thing. The Gemara says that the kiyor has a minimum, has to always have a minimum of water enough for four kohanim. That's a Gemara. Zvachan daf yutes. I'm Rabbi Yeshbechanina. Kol kiyor she'en boi kedei lakadish arba kohanim. Ein mekachin boi. It's ma'akev. The kiyor has to have mayim for four. What's the makar? The Gemara actually quotes the pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. V'rochatzu aron ubanav mimenu. So who's aron ubanav? No, actually, I'm sorry. The Gemara quotes in Zvachan daf yutes the pasuk in Parshas Pekudei where it says v'rochatzu moisha aron ubanav. Moshe, Aaron, and two sons. I guess Nadav and Avihu don't count. So we have two sons of Aaron, that's four. Moshe, Aaron, and two sons. The Rambam goes different. The Rambam, Menachos Bias Mikdosh, Perek Hei Alochi Gimel, he brings that a kiyor has to have at least a minimum for four people. He brings the pasuk in this week's parsha, and he says, V'rochatzu Aaron, Ubanav Mimenu, and he says, Banav is a Lazar, Isamar, and Pinchas. Well, Pinchas is a big tumul. If Pinchas was Neskahen right away, it really became a kohen later. But it's interesting, the Rambam says, Moshe brings in Pinchas. No one says both, because then you would need five, or if you count Nadav and Avihu, you would need as much as seven, but no, we hold four. The question is, which four is the four? The Etzem Din of Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim is is whenever the Kohen goes out of the Beis HaMikdash and now he comes back in, he has to be Roicha to Dayan Berglayim again. If you do what the Sfasemis writes in Zvachim, that we know the Gemara says that if a Kohen sleeps, Shina Kavua, Shena also is Mechayev Anu Roicha to Dayan Berglayim. Pastus is because it's a Hesach Adas, but the Sfasemis wants to say no, it's because he was Yotza, if he slept, so he was out of there. He came back. And therefore, he needs Kiddush Adayim Berglayim. It's the Algemein Adin of Yotza. We have here the parsha of Ketores, the Atakach Lecha B'Somim Roish Mar Deror. The Gemara in the end of Chulin says Mordechai Min Atar Minayin, and it says Mar Deror. Deror is Targum is Mordechai. Mordechai. The Gemara in Chulin over there on the Kufla Metes actually brings four people, Dmuyot. Four. I'm looking for a different word before. Maybe it's a good personality. I was looking for something else. Characters. Four people. Mordechai in Atar Minayin is Mordechai. Esther is Hanochi Haster Aster. Haman is from Bereshis. Hanin Ha'eitz Azeh Achalte. And Moshe B'Shagam Hu Basar. Moshe in Atar Minayin. It's interesting though that Chelbana, which is the 11th thing here in the Ketores, is Gematria Haman 95. And everyone knows that Chelban is the one that has the Reach Ra, but Afal Pikin is able to be Mitzdarif with the good smelling Besamim, and Avada, it's the 11th. Don't think that the Chelban could be the 10th. You need a center besides, and it can be the 11th. But the Gemara does not say Chelban is the Makar for Haman Minatari, although there are other Midrashim that actually say that. It's a Grace Indian that we know there are really Eser Sphirois, the Kedusha, but in the Klipa it's really 11. And that has to do with the 11 Samamoni Ketoiris, which is supposed to be Mizgaber. And that has to do with Chayiv and Shlev Asume, but that's for a different time. A Kaponim. Yeah. There's a very interesting Balaturim here. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Shnei Luchais. The Balaturim writes, the Shnei Luchais are Keneged Shamayim Va'oretz, or Keneged the two Toiris, B'Ksav and Balpeh, or Keneged the two Eilonis, Eilam Haza, Eilam Haba, or Keneged Choson V'Kala. And I was actually once by Sheva Brochus when someone asked, okay, so which luach is the chasan and which one is the kala? Mm-hmm. How do you answer such a question? I think the Bala Turim doesn't mean that one of the luchas is the chasan and one is the kala. He's talking more about a musig that you need a zivug of two things. There's a balance. There's shamayim ba'aretz, there's beis toiris, there's beis elomis, and yes, there's chasan v'kala, and that's why the Torah was given. Fine, it had to be aseres dibra, so let it be all on one luach. Let it be on three luchas. I don't know how it will work out. But, yeah, but what's two? So the Bala Turim is saying there's a musig of two, of balancing out two nigudim. Not that you'll actually say a hezbo that the leisirzach is the chosin and the anoich is the kala or fakeret. I don't think that's where the Bala Turim was at. I don't know. The Bala Turim is saying in the kloliyah shebedover that there's an inyan that the Torah was given with two luchas, because a lot of things are given in a tzura of a balance of, you know, kevese echa taseh baboiker, kevese echa taseh ben arbayim. There's a balance of two things. That's what he means, the two luchas. Yiduim, the Dvarim of the Beis HaLevi, when he's mefarish the inyan of the Chet HaEgel, that the Chet HaEgel was the Klal Yisrael, Avada, they were miming in the Bari Olam, and they knew, but they wanted to make an Egel because they understood Al-Pi Machshavah, that there's supposed to be a big tikkun over here. And he brings that the Nefesh HaChaim says already, Lagabi Nakasha, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? Because Alpi Torah it's Osir, but Alpi the Soy, what Yaakov Avinu knew, that this that the Ovis kept the Torah before Mount Torah is a different Bechina. It's a Bechina that it's Alpi Hava Nosom, and then you're able to make decisions such as Yaakov Nosom Beza Choyos. Over Chas V'Sholem to think that after Mount Torah that is possible. After Mount Torah you can't make Cheshbonos, and that's what the Sheirish of the Chet HaEgel was. The Egel Be'etzem was Grace and Yonim, whatever it was supposed to do, but it was a mistake because it's Kasher Tziva Hashem, which is why it's Ibrig Chazit dozens of times in Parshas Vayakal and Pekudei Kasher Tziva Hashem to bring in that Inyan. A different Akuda that Meshech Chokmah writes about over here is that the Eberster wanted to bring out, first of all, Moshe came down with Luchas, which is a Dover, a Metzias, it's stone, it's a Dover Gashmi, and the Egel also is a Dover Gashmi. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and sees the Egel, he's going to fix things up afterwards, but the first thing is he breaks the luchais. Breaking the luchais is telling avek that there's a certain nakuda of our chibur to the Rabbanu Shlomo, which is kulei ruchni. In the end, not, but there's things we have to do. We eat, we do mitzvahs, it's mitzvahs maizis, but The Nekud of Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu had the first Elevek, the Vari Shon, Shfiras Haluchas. There's a Musag of the Shaykhs to Rabbeinu Shalom without a Kesher of an Emtsoi at all. That was the that was that Indian. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid. The Rabbeinu Shalom, we spoke earlier also, Gavi Mishkan, Matan Torah, all these things, the Eibishter wants to have a Dira in this world. A Dira in Olam Hazeh. He has Malachim, he has all other kinds of things, but he wants an Olam Hazeh where things are Nelam, and he wants that we should be able to be, he should be able to be Dor. We spoke the other week. Ador is Aleph Dor, Elikim. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Alufa Shalom wants to have a Dira here in the Olam Atachtain, in the Olam Hazeh. He wants to have a Dira here. The Dira is in, like we said, V'shechanti B'soichim, it's B'soich Chalechot Ve'echot. The problem is that instead of Dor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid. It's not going to happen now, there's a problem. The Sfarim explained that Lech is 50. We know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem Kemat was going to have the 50th level of Hasogis. V'tachsireyu Me'at Me'elikim, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was Kemat going to have the 50th level. But then Hashem said, no, Lech Reid, it's, you can't get to the 50. Lech, which was going to be the 50, no, you have to go down. Because Klal Yisrael wasn't holding, and Memela Moshe Rabbeinu is not able to, until Be'etzim, in Adar, on Zion Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Nevoi, Nun Boy. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Nevoi, I'm sorry for others, they're right, that's Nun Boy. Then he went back and got his level of 50. There are sheikhs that learned that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim, when he was in Shemayim, already had the 50. Not that he never had it, he had it when he was in Shemayim. When Hashem tells him now, Lech, Reid, the Yerida now down, he has to lose it. But when he goes back up to Shemayim, it's talk again, Nun Boy. If that has to do with the fact that Mazel Ador is Dogim and a dog is Nun, and it's Dogim Lashon Rabim, that's two Nuns, because that's already, I probably put him tired. Yeah, but that's the Tachsereo Ma'at Melikim. But Tachsereo Ma'at Melikim actually is the 84th Pasuk in Tehillim. Elikim is 86, and 85 is allowed to be off by one. So the Tachsereo Ma'at Melikim is the 84th Pasuk.
Not the Kuf.
What? Yeah, not the Kuf. Yeah, Vada. Yeah, Elikim without the Kuf. The Kuf Alain is Mervia Hindrit. By the way, every letter has Pnimius when you spell it out. Kuf. The Pnimius of Kuf is 86, Taka. Pavov. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu Psolcha. So the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf Lamed Ches, Loi Hesher Moshe Elimi Psoila Shaluchas. The Luchas were made out of Snapirin. It was very expensive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you'll carve out the Luchas, but the Shaluchas you will get. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu became Usher, which is a Pella, because a few lines later, that same Gemara says, Ein Hashchina Shoira Al Novi Eli Im Kain Hu Chacham Gibar the Usher Menolan Mi Moshe. And the Gemara brings Makaris that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gibar because he picked up the Krushim, and that he was a an Asher, the Gemara says, from the fact that he was this Asher from the Shvir Saluchas. So, the Rashi says, Nish Asher Harbe. Like, he was already rich. Got more rich. But the Mepharshim deal with that. How do you say a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu is Asher, and then go say that the Makar is from the Psalucha? After the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, the Yud Gimel Midas. Vayar Hashem upon him, Vayikra, and Moshe Rabbeinu says the Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem, Hashem, Kalracham, Bechanon, Nechleku Harishonim, Avada, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Yud Gimel Midas, and it's a Machlekes Rishonim, which words represents which Midah. Some Rishonim count only the second Yud Kei Vav Kei, not the first one. Others count also the first Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the truth is that a lot of the Achroinim, the Maral, the Tori Evan, I think the Goin also, they say Kale is the first Midah. Hashem Hashem is in the Shem Avaya is not Shaykh Midas. That's Atzmusa Yisbarach. The Kale is the first Midah. So that's a big Machlekes Rishonim and Achroinim. Again, it's the Achroinim that start with the Kale. Most Rishonim count the Shem. It's Tosis himself. And Rishon already brings the Machlekes, whether it's only the first Shem or even the second Shem. It's interesting, there's a vart from the Meshech Chochma. After the Chet Meraglim in Parshas Shlach, once again, Moshe Rabbeinu gives an abridged version of the Midos, and over there he only says Hashem once. Well, again, if Shem is not from the midas. Anyways, it's not to the cheshbon, but assuming that Hashem are both midas, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah what that means, ani Hashem koydin sheyecht, ani Hashem la'achar sheyechte. So why over there in Shlach was it less? So there's all kind of pshatim, but the Meshech Chochma says a fascinating idea. He says that ani Hashem koydim sheyecht, ani Hashem la'achar sheyechte. Why do you need a mid of rachim and koydim sheyechte? Achar sheyechte, you need a mid of rachim. Why do you need a mid of rachim and koydim sheyechte? So there is a nusach. You know, the Kotzker used to say, if you're holding by koydim sheyechte, then you need rachim and merubim. You shouldn't be holding koydim sheyechte. Koydim sheyechte. Oyvel asiyosam. But the Meshech Chochma says that only by Avodah Zorah do you need a kapara of rachman, even koydim sheyechta, because by Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Netzarif Machshava Lamaisa. So by Avodah Zorah, by Egel, where it was Avodah Zorah of some sort, so therefore you need also a midah of Hashem koydim sheyechta. But by Shar Chatoyim, whatever the chait was by Meraglin, Lashon Hara, Aviris of the Mahalchim, whatever it was, Ksaron B'Tochen, but it's not Avodah Zorah, and therefore it might not require the first shame. So that's why it only says over there one shame. Another interesting sugya you have here, behemshech. Shalosh pa'amim bashono, yeiro'a kol zechorchas p'nei ha'adon Hashem alikei Yisrael. The Gemara says in Chagiga that only men are chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. The mitzvah of Riyah is to go be oil regal and be makrav a carbon, oilas Riyah, or kapanim to be in the azara, pasas with a carbon, and it's mefurish in the pasuk that only men are chayiv, as kol zechorcha. So the Gemara says women are potter. And then the Gemara asks, why do I need a pasuk that women are potter? It's anyways a zman grama. We have a klal, yedua, yafusa from tefillin, sikin, kedushin, that any mitzvah that's zman grama, nashem a potter. So why was it necessary for the Torah to write zechorcha? Zok the Gemara, because there's a connection between Ri'ia and Hakel. Ri'ia is three times a year, Hakel is once every 7 years, but by Hakel it says mefurish anoshim, noshim vitaf. So that's hands down, it's mefurish that noshim are chayiv and Hakel. So the Gemara, there would be a havamina that since Noshim Achayiv and Hakel, maybe I would think it's there Shavu Ritzushto from Hakel to Re'iyah, and therefore Noshim would be Chayiv and Re'iyah as well. That's why you need a meet. Now, if someone can answer an honest question, so why are Noshim Potter from Re'iyah? Because of Zman Grama? Or because of Gzeres HaKosov? Gzeres HaKosov. I mean, it is Zman Grama, that's true. But the Chayra, Be'etzem, I would have thought they're Chayiv because of Hakel, and the Zuchorach is Memayetem. Which leads me to an interesting nekuda, because the Gemara says that an Eved Knaini is potter from Re'iyah. Why is an Eved Knaini potter from Re'iyah? So the Gemara says, because it says, it's called Zechorcha as Pnei Ha'odoin. Odoin is only that the Rebbein Shalom is the Odoin. Anyone who has an Odoin above him, an Eved, who has an Odoin above, is not Shaykh. It has to be as Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem. Only someone that has no one on top of him, and an Eved has an Odoin above him, and therefore an Eved is potter. Fret the Gemara. Why do I need the pasuk that an Eved is potter because he has an Adoin? An Eved would anyways be potter because there's a Gzeres Shavu Lola that the same way women are potter, an Eved is potter. I say fret the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, you're right. You're right. An Eved is potter because of Lola. But it's enough. Kamina by a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Choyrin. Because the Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Choyrin, the Tzad Ben Choyrin, is Chayef. In all mitzvahs, even in things that are Zman Grama. No, Avdem Betshtein, Odoin. And here's a cute twist. Even though the Tzad Ben Chayrin doesn't have an Odoin, but it's one person, not two people. And therefore, this Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin, who the Chlolusoi has an Odoin on half of him, he's Potter because of the Gzeres HaKosov of Odoin. But in the Chanami and Eved Knaini Gomor, anyways, is Potter because of Zman Grama, which led me to a big problem because there's a huge Arichas in the Achroin, the Mishlo Melech has a few pages on it, and Hilchas Melech and Perek Tes, as does the Turi Evan in Chagiga, and Rabbi Kiveger, and many Achronim. First of all, Stamazay and Lola. The attitude is that an Eved Kenaini, like without Lola, would have been Chayiv in all the mitzvahs, and Lola is like downgrading him to an Isha. Or Fakir, he wouldn't be Chayiv in anything, and Lola was at least getting him status, L'chol HaPachas, like an Isha. That's a very important attitude question. But even more than that, the Achronim handle that Lola only compares an Eved to Isha on mitzvahs that an Isha is put because of Zman Grama. If the Isha is put because of Zman Grama, an Eved's potter as well. But what about an Isha that's potter from a certain mitzvah because she's an Isha for whatever reason? That's not so pashut that it gets connected to Eved. Which led me to ask, Re'iyah, Igrad is Zman Grama, true, but Grada there's a Hekesh Tahakel, and Grada it's a new Gzeres HaKosov of Zechorcha. So who says Eved gets into that meat? And the Gemara says it does. I was thinking, like, out of the box, to say a very interesting idea. Maybe mitzvahs that a woman is potter from, nothing to do with Zman Groma, like Pru Ravu, Nashama Potter, there's a tzad in the Rishonim that an Eved is Chayiv. Milchemes HaMolek, like the Chinuch, Nashama Potter, the Velt says the Eved is Chayiv. Because it's a Ptur, because she's an Isha, and he's not an Isha. He's not an Isha. He is not an Isha in English. In Hebrew, he is an Isha. He is not an Isha. No, what's with Re'iyah? So I want to say Marvi Dikah Chiddush. But answer me right. Re'iyah, she's not part because of Zman Groma. She's part because of Gzeres HaKosev. Aber, tell me, by Zman Groma, when we say an Eved is Potter from Shofar Lulav Sukkah, because Lanisha is, is it the pshat like every mitzvah is Bazunder? Shofar? Check it out. Okay, no, Shema Potter, Zman Groma, Eved is Potter. Is it a Prati Sticky Alfusa? Or no? Zman Groma, Eved is Potter. And Lafiz, I want to say Marvi Dikah Chiddush. Zman Groma, Eved is Potter. And Re'iyah is his man Roma. I don't care if Isha would be Chayiv. Isha's Chayiv, so fine. Because it's just a Tahakam. Like they have him. So fine. Oh, but it's still his man Groma. Evet could be Potter because it's man Groma. Which led me to ask, and I haven't found anyone that talks about it, is an Evet Chayiv and Hakel? I asked earlier in the shiur if an Evet has Machtes HaShekel. We said that a woman doesn't have Machtes HaShekel. But it was a Machlekes. Is it because of his man Groma? Because of Gzeres HaKosev? Is an Evet Chayiv and Machtes HaShekel? I don't know. I asked someone to search for me. He wrote Eved and Machtes HaShekel, and someone brought him on the search a Mogen Avram that there's a Machtes HaShekel that's Mafar or something in the Mogen Avram. And then it didn't work. Oh, yeah, okay. Is an Eved Chayiv and Machtes HaShekel? Is an Eved Chayiv and Hakel? Now, I was thinking, if an Eved Chayiv and Hakel, so then, you know, if an Eved's not Chayiv and Hakel, how come the Gemara asks, why would an Eved not be Chayiv and Hakel? Everyone's chayiv and hakel. There is no one. Noshim, noshim, the path. Not avodim. But maybe it includes avodim. I did see a Rambam that says everyone that's chayiv in re'iyah is chayiv in hakel, plus women who are not chayiv in re'iyah doch are chayiv in hakel. That's the extra. And farshtekta who are the tumtum and androgynous. And what about Evid? He doesn't say. So I was thinking maybe odoin that's mamai Evid from re'iyah. Then we make the Yalfusa the other way, that just like an Evet's Pata from Re'iyah, it's Pata from Hakel. Which is wow, because then why when the Gemara asks that you don't need Adon because it's anyways Man Groma, the Gemara should say, you need Adon to teach me that the Evet's Pata from Hakel. And maybe the answer to that is, Inachem Nami, you do need Adon to make him Pata from Hakel, but the Gemara wanted an Akhtamina by Re'iyah itself, so it dug up the Chetzi Evet Chetzi Ben Chayr. But maybe Inachem Nami, the Evet is Chayiv in Hakel. Masa Shekel, I still didn't figure out, but also it says in the Gemara Megillah that a woman is allowed to be Oyla to Torah for an Aliyah from the seven Aliyahs. But it's not covered at Tzibur. What about an Evet Kanaini? Can an Evet Kanaini get an Aliyah? Machlekes HaPoskim. It's not a shail of covered at Tzibur. Also, some say Aisha can't get an Aliyah because it's a pel. The Gemara says because it's not covered at Tzibur, so the Poskim ask. It's anyways Kol B'Isha. Kol B'Isha Erva. How is she going to get an Aliyah? Teretz is Poshit. There's a minion of people that are her sons, brothers, and father. So Kol B'Isha was not the problem. The problem is it's not covered at Tzibur. Maybe it's not a problem of covered at Tzibur if it's a father, brothers, and sons. I don't know. Dimayim. One ha'ara here on basar v'chalav, an interesting ha'ara, it's yedua, there's a famous Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger says that milk of a ben pekua, right, actually a bas pekua, whatever, a ben pekua is an animal that if you shechted the mother and the thing that was in there was already like gomer and shalim, so the shechita works for the thing, and according to the pashtus, there's exer the rabbanon, but the ikar adin, even if it like comes out alive, and it's 5 years later, and it's chayrish besad, the lashon of the Mishnah, so you can just eat it, because it's a ben pekua. So what about the milk of a ben pekua? Because the Gemara says that gilanosh of a ben pekua is mutter and chilev of a ben pekua is mutter. What about the milk? So Rabbi Kveger says the milk is not milchik. Why? He says the same way if you shech a female in the behema and there's milk inside of it, chalav of a shchuta, the chalav that's nimsa in a shchuta is not milchik. What you find when you shech it inside there's milk, it's not milchik. Takes Rabbi Kveger a big jump forward. So a ben pekua, who didn't have milk when his mother was shechted, it was 5 years ago, but now it's still something that was in the mother that was shechted, and now there's milk in it, it's not milchit. Azayin Adam Rabbi Kveger. Which would lead to a lot of problems, such as that the Gemara in Bechayr's Davov has a shayla b'chalal if milk is mutter to drink, because Bechayr maybe it's aver minachai, or maybe it's dam, and the Gemara brings rice that milk is mutter. One of the rice the Gemara brings is because why would you need an iser basar b'chalav if milk is anyways usher? Which the Gemara says is not true, because maybe basar b'chalav is usher b'hanah, and even the meat is usher, but maybe the milk would be usher anyways. And there's problems with that Gemara, but l'chayra, what do you mean? I have a case. Maybe milk is on maybe milk is usser. Only milk of a ben pekuah is mutter. And the din of basa b'cholav is like milk of a ben pekuah. But like Rabbi Kveger, that's not true, because like Rabbi Kveger, milk of a ben pekuah is not milchi. So there's a lot of arichas on that, but I had one horror that I can't get to the bottom of. I'm trying. The Gemara says in Chulin that a ben pekuah that makes a shidduch with another ben pekuah, and they have a child who's born, not ben pekuah, born, that's also ben pekuah. And you can actually technically make a herd of ben pekuahs that don't need shchita, and fast than anyway, Rabbi Kveger, the milk won't be milchi even. Cheeseburger. It's not funny. The Gemara brings, though, that if a ben pekuah makes a shidduch with a regular behema, and they have a child, what's the din of that child? So it's a chetzi ben pekuah and a chetzi regular. So the Gemara says there's no way to eat the meat. You can't shecht it, because it's ben pekuah kite makes him half shechted already, so he's like 50% shechted. You can't eat it without shechita, because it's only half of a ben pekuah. I did have cases of quarter ben pekuahs, but I don't want to do those. The machloikas rishonim, there's a machloikas rishonim, the Gemara says, ben pekuah shebal behema, oisei vlad eimoy takona, amara mishrashya, oisei vlad eimoy takona, lishchait the efsher shu kar shachot, lecho bli shechita the efsher sharei tzarech shechita. That's a Gemara. Now the rishonim asked, no, what about the milk? Is the milk mutter or usser? Because milk of a treifa, milk of a treifa usser. So the question is, when we say that you can't shechta because it's already half shechted, is it treifa? Well, no, it's just that it can't have shechita, but it's not treifa. And a lot of them say it's not treifa, the milk is mutter. And I ask, is the milk milchik? So I want to tell you that it's half milchik, which means it would be bottled with shloshin. But I had a big vikuch with someone about that. One lakuda about the, he was saying about the kif being at least 100. The Megala Mukas writes, we're talking here about the parashas of Ashur Sashrin and the Mishkan. About the Indian of the Mishkan is the mokim for the Shechina. We spoke before that the Shechina really is in the person. You machaber the people with the lave by doing nidvas HaMishkan. But it's also about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the Megala Mukas writes, I don't stand so much in these inyanim, but he writes that Mishkan, if you spell out Mishkan, that's the mem is mem mem, the shin is shin yud nun, the kof is kof pei, and the nun is nun vav nun. Now, in gematria, when you spell out a full letter like that, you can do the gematria b'miluya, which means you take the entire way of spelling every letter, but then there's the pnimius of the miluya. Pnimius of the miluya is you take only the inner letters, right? So the mem has a mem, the shin has a yud nun, the kof, you only count the pei, and the nun has the vav nun, it's 236. Okay. 236 is also Shem Avaya, because there's four different ways how to spell Shem Avaya b'miluyam, and the four I found of Shem Avaya b'miluyam is 236. But what I saw fascinating and he says also Chayma, the Mishkan is a Chayma from all four sides, Chayma times four is 236. But we know that Hashem Hu Alikim, so this is something very interesting, there are ways that Hashem and Alikim are the same gematria. Well, Hashem is 26, not the Shem, the Yudke Vavke is 26, and the Alikim is 86, but there are ways that Hashem and Elikim are the same. One of them is in the number 300, because Yudke Vavke in Atbash is Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, which is 300. And Elikim B'miluai entirely is 300. The entire Miluai of Elikim. You have to spell the Hey with Hey Yud. There's three different ways to spell Hey, but that's a different thing. But Elikim is 300, B'miluai, and Yudke Vavke B'Atbash is 300. But 236 is something new I never saw before. Very interesting. We said that Yudke Vavke is 236 if you spell out the Miluah is a couple different ways. Depends how you spell the Hey. Elikim is a gematria, a new gematria. It's called, the gematria is you count all the letters up till that letter. Lamoshel Lamed, you count the gematria of Aleph Eis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof. Hey is Aleph Eis Gimel Dalet. Yud is Aleph Eis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches Tes. And Mem is Aleph Eis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof. Lamed. That's called the gematria, not of Miluy, it's the gematria of the he has a word for it, it's the gematria of the mispar. The mispar ha'oil, of the mispar ha'koidim, I forgot what he called it, but Alekin in that gematria is 236. So we have Mishkan with Yivavke, with the Alekim, Hashem Alekim, and we should be Zaycha, that we should have Hashuos Hashchino, B'toich Dal Ram Shal Alocha, and B'toich Kiyam HaMitzvahs, and we should be Zaycha B'meir V'yameinu, to the Gula Shlema, V'nizgal V'kvoidiz Baruch Shmoy.